If cortisol sticks around for too long, the resultant immune system suppression makes you more vulnerable to infection. This is why you're more likely to get sick if you're chronically stressed. As your circulating cortisol levels rise, they send a signal to your body to stop producing more cortisol, so the process is self-regulating. However, chronic stress, trauma, or a series of acute stressors can disrupt this process. Imbalance in levels of cortisol and other stress hormones can cause physiological wear and tear, known as allostatic load. Too much allostatic load increases your risk for heart disease, diabetes, obesity, colds and flu, depression and anxiety. In some situations, your body may produce less cortisol in response to stress. This can happen in chronic fatigue syndrome. Living a healthy lifestyle and practicing the coping strategies in this audiobook can help you better manage your stresses, whether they're acute or chronic. Stress and your autonomic nervous system. Once initiated by your amygdala, your stress response is distributed throughout your body by your autonomic nervous system, ANS, which consists of nerve cells in your brain and spinal cord. Your ANS has two branches, your sympathetic nervous system and your parasympathetic nervous system. Your sympathetic nervous system, SNS, acts as your ANS's accelerator. It communicates with your adrenal glands to stimulate the release of epinephrine and norepinephrine, which puts your whole body on high alert and ready for action. When the danger is over, your parasympathetic nervous system, PNS, acts as a brake, calming down your system and facilitating a return to a resting state and continuation of non-emergency functions, such as sleepiness, appetite, and sex drive, the fun stuff. The interplay between these two branches of your ANS supports a balance between at-rest and emergency functions, known as homeostasis. However, if stress is excessive or too prolonged, your ANS can become inflexible. Your PNS is unable to put the brakes on anxious arousal. If this happens, your brain and body remain on constant high alert. When your ANS is working well, it's as if you're cruising merrily down the highway, slowing when you need to, stopping at traffic lights, and then moving forward smoothly into the flow of traffic.